the 50/30/20 budget, and why the 20 is the part that builds wealth. The 50/30/20 budget is one of the simplest ways to organize your money. Half of your take-home pay for needs, a third for wants, a fifth for saving and paying down debt. It is easy to remember, and the smallest slice is the one that actually changes your future. The simple version. The 50/30/20 budget splits your take-home pay into three buckets: 50% for needs, 30% for wants, and 20% for saving and extra debt payoff. Its whole appeal is that it is simple enough to actually use. And the smallest bucket, the 20, is the one that quietly does the heavy lifting on your future. The three buckets. 50% for needs. Housing, utilities, groceries, transportation, insurance, and the minimum payments on any debt. 30% for wants. Dining out, subscriptions, travel, and the rest of the non-essentials. 20% for saving and extra debt payoff. Retirement contributions, an emergency fund, and paying down debt faster than the minimum. The percentages are of take-home pay, the money that actually lands in your account after taxes, not your gross salary. It is a frame, not a straitjacket. The exact percentages matter less than the idea of proportion. In a high-cost area, needs can eat well past 50%, and that is information, not failure. It tells you where the pressure is. The value of the rule is that it forces the three buckets to exist at all, so saving is a planned share of your money rather than whatever happens to be left at the end of the month, which is usually nothing. The real cost lens, why the 20 is the slice that compounds. The needs and the wants keep your present life running. The 20 is the only bucket that builds anything. Take a simple example. On $3,000 of monthly take-home pay, 20% is $600 a month. Set aside every month for 30 years, that is $216,000 of your own deposits. Invested rather than left in cash, it grows to substantially more than the sum of those deposits over that stretch, because the returns start earned. Needs and wants fund your present. The 20% is the only slice that compounds into your future, which is why it is the one to protect first. What this means? If 20% is out of reach right now, start lower and raise it as you go. A consistent 5% beats an aspirational 20 you abandon in a month. The exact split is less important than protecting the slice that compounds and making it automatic, so it moves before you have a chance to spend it. What this is not. This is not personalized budgeting or investment advice, and the right split depends on your income, your costs, and your debts. This is not a recommendation of any specific account, fund, or product. This is not a promise of any investment return. Markets rise and fall, and the growth described is an illustration of how compounding works, not a guarantee. This is not a buy, sell, or hold signal. The percentages are a starting frame, not a rule. Sources. The 50/30/20 framework is commonly attributed to Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Tyagi, All Your Worth. The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan 2005.